Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
Well, it's Thursdays with the King. Every Thursday at this time, we move from Elvis to Howard on 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast from the Tasty Cake Studio. No Phil's game today, but they'll play tomorrow. And for more on that, on the Eagles and everything, we turn to our guy Howard Eskin. Good morning, King.
Good morning. Rolling all these sports into one. Even though the football is not being played, there was a lot of activity, obviously, in Orlando.
Well, Howard, let's start there, and then we'll get to the other stuff. But you were in Orlando for the owners' meeting. And, you know, we, of course, heard from the Eagles brass, all three main guys. I'm curious, from your end, what stood out to you the most about what was said, or if there was, like, a non-answer not said, so to speak? What hit you the most of what was displayed publicly?
Well, the biggest conversation by many, including you, Joe, and others, you're not the only one, was Nick Sirianni, is he coming back? And Jeffrey Lurie talked about all the things that he believed that Nick Sirianni did well. And the day before, you know, I talked to a lot of people, and there was never a question that he was going to come back. But they go over things like, what are you going to do? So that was one of the things that stood out.
There was never a question.
You know that, or you
that
think
Nick
that?
Nick Sirianni was coming back?
I know that. That's what I was told.
So 9 days they were just discussing.
You know, I don't know what the reason for the 9 days was. And I think what they're trying to do is have some information. At that point, weren't they trying to sign Vic Fangio? I think at that point they were trying to get something done to have some information at that point when they spoke. And I think Nick Fangio actually signed kind of that afternoon after the news conference, right, if I remember correctly. So I think that
it was during it, wasn't it? Like, remember they interrupted it?
Well, it came up during it.
Howard, I'll tell you why I don't buy it.
Get that done.
Let me tell you why I don't buy it. And I don't mean to trample on.
Well, I'm just telling you what I was told.
I understand. No, I understand.
I believe the people that told me.
I believe that you believe it. Here's my thought. I mean, they could be trying to mislead you. I'll say this.
All they do is yell at me.
Sure. If the Eagles were listening at all with one ear, they would know the whole town was talking for 9 days about whether Sirianni was going to come back, and they could have easily leaked to any reporter locally or nationally, hey, just so you know, you can put out there, we're keeping Sirianni. Like, we'll have a press conference when we have it, but that's the type of thing they get to someone like Adam Schefter all the time, and then Schefter will go to Twitter and say, Nick Sirianni's staying, the Eagles made a decision, he's staying, and that way the guy's not twisting in the wind publicly for 9 days. I find it implausible that they weren't at least considering dumping him, in part because they did not have such a report leaked out there.
That doesn't change anything, because then people still whine, well, if they're bringing him back, why are they bringing him back? So it's still, the narrative pivots a little bit, but it doesn't change anything. So, you know, they just waited until they spoke. It served no purpose to leak something out. But I'm just telling you, what I was told is there was really no chance that Nick Sirianni was not coming back this year. And Nick, you know, and some of the things, you know, he talked about what he's going to do and how he's going to handle
it. Do you have a good feel for that? Like what he's going to do in terms of how involved he is with the offense now?
Yeah, I mean, people make it sound like he's an idiot. And Kellen Moore is going to run the offense. He's the head coach. They have meetings every week. And there will be the play calls will be Kellen Moore. Not that Nick Sirianni can't change a play call. He's the head coach, and he's going to do what a lot of head coaches do. He's going to run the football team the way he sees fit. And one of the things, and this is off the beaten track a little bit, and I've gotten this sense from a few conversations, and John, you were obviously one of them, not the only one, complained that the Eagles didn't practice enough. There wasn't enough practice. It wasn't long enough. It wasn't tough enough. I understand that's going to change this year. That's one of the things that from what I'm hearing, is going to change this year. Practices are going to be harder, and practices are going to be longer, like winning teams have done, like Kansas City has done, like San Francisco has done. I think that's going to be a change, but he's still the head coach of the football team.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And Kellen Moore, they hope, if you have good coordinators, it's going to help a lot. And they believe, obviously, they have good coordinators. You know, as far as other things, yeah, you can say things. The offensive line, you want to make sure is still a good offensive line. I think Saquon, you know, Nick said something which was kind of interesting. And I mean, I can see why Saquon's here. He's going to catch the football a lot more than running backs have caught the football. And he says, yeah, he could have 50, 60, or 70 catches. Why didn't he even go to 70? He says, but he's going to have a lot of catches. He's going to get the ball a lot as a receiver out of the backfield. He's not going to run it, you know, a ton of times. He's going to 15, I think, is at most the average. But and I think he'll get an average of maybe 5 catches a game. That's enough. That's enough, and that'll put him right up there. But, you know, there's a lot of things that were kind of said, but the other teams do respect the Eagles, and they're going to be one of the teams in the NFC. I think Green Bay is going to be strong. San Francisco is not going back to the Super Bowl based on history, so forget that. Detroit's got to show that they can do it 2 years in a row, and the Dallas Cowboys always find a way to choke.
They do. They really do.
And Dak is on basically the last year of his contract. He's getting a lot of money.
That's true. It really does feel like things have sort of stopped in their tracks. Dak is heading into the last year of his contract, and they sort of froze up. They don't want to extend him any further than they already have.
Well, you know what it also
feels? He's owed $55 million this year. I think it's 40 against the cap for next year. Like, do you really want to add to that number moving forward?
And it also strikes me, Howard, between Dak and what obviously will be a massive contract for Micah Parsons.
Yeah, so,
they might be top-heavy contractually. That's hurting the rest of their team.
That's the reason they did absolutely nothing this offseason.
Yeah, right.
I mean, they literally zero.
They've done no. They
which
signed
is embarrassing.
One free agent. It's kind of embarrassing.
All right, Howard, let's
reality, get the NFC. The NFC is not as tough, obviously, as the AFC. One other note, and I mentioned, and I heard it before I left. You know, we know the Eagles are playing in Brazil. I mean, it's a given. It's like, who are they playing? I think from what I've been told, I got the indication it might come out in the next few days or the next week. And it's going to be either Cleveland or Green Bay. And it's unfair if it's Green Bay. It takes away a home game. I was talking to Kevin Stefanski, the coach of Cleveland. He says, I'm fine with us going. I said, why? He says, because that is a neutral game. So it's not a road game for us because it's a road game for both teams. So it really is an advantage for the team that is the road team.
Of course.
And taking away the Eagles' home game.
Yeah.
So to take away Green Bay, which could be a tiebreaker, as a home game, I think is unfair. So we'll see, but probably in the next couple of days, at least the next week, they're going to they keep on dropping things. They drop Christmas. There's going to be a couple of games.
Sure.
And so they're going to drop a few things.
All right, Howard, let's get to the Phils here. So in now the final 30 hours or so before the season starts, we're getting everyone's prediction for the regular seasons on wins. Howard Eskin, sir, what number do you have the Phillies at winning this regular season?
Well, I base it on, everybody or a lot of people buried Gabe Kapler. And he went to San Francisco in his second year and he won 107 games, correct? He won 107 games.
Correct. I believe so, yeah.
And so why can't the Phillies win 107 games?
Well, because it's very unlikely.
107.
107.
107.
Is this tongue-in-cheek, wow. King, or is this King really believing it?
No. There's only one other good team in the division, and that's Atlanta.
107.
107.
That's a lot of W's.
I believe this is tongue-in-cheek, and Howard's just not, fessing
up. Then why did you ask me?
I won't ask you next time.
Okay. I'm on the record.
107.
And I've said it on other shows, 107.
Look at you, Kang. You gonna blast them if they only win 105, like they underachieved?
No.
All right, Howard, have a good day, my man. Thanks,
Kang. All right, and I'll leave you with this.
Yes.
You know, it's nice to hear a pity party for the Sixers. You guys having a pity party going today. They were up by 15, so you can't let one play beat you. You got to talk about, they could have moved up in the playoffs in the spot, games they didn't show up. You got to look at those. You got to look at everything in a whole. And if Joel Embiid comes back, you said they have some shot. Some shot at what? It's just he won't be in the shape he needs to be. And Nick Nurse says he's only FaceTiming him. What the hell is going on? He's the head coach. You haven't talked to him? Come on. Listen. They'll be in some kind of playoff.
Yeah.
But, just
I hear
relax.
You. All right, King.
Just relax.
Well done, buddy. Thanks, pal.
All right. I'll talk
there he is,
thanks,
Howard Eskin. Right, up ahead, some more audio from last night, including just something so ridiculous that James Harden said after the game, you got to hear it to believe it. It is so preposterous. Also up ahead, we'll play a little Phillies five questions with Ruben on the coming season. Saquon Barkley on the tush push. And we honor Ashley Howard, who yesterday won our free throw shooting contest. He'll join us later in the 8 o'clock hour as well. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on this Thursday morning. It's not opening day for the Phils. Tomorrow is on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts. parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.